We've had a problem. Serious problem. Ephesians 2 starts this way. And although you were dead in your offenses and sins, in which you formerly lived according to the world's present path, according to the ruler of the domain of the air, the ruler of the spirit that is now energizing the sons of disobedience. Paul recognized this as he wrote to the Ephesians. He explained that before we were Christians, we faced that serious problem in our lives. He said, "You're dead. Not ill, not sick, not terminal, and not dying." He said, "You're dead." His description made it clear there was no consideration of resuscitation. The last nail was in the coffin. It wasn't just closed. It was latched and loaded on the hearse. We had a serious problem. He goes on to explain a little more that among whom all of us also formerly lived out our lives in the cravings of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. All of us were dead. He didn't point out some of us. He didn't say some of you. As he was talking, he didn't say it was you Greeks or you Jews. He lumped us all together as dead. Our death resulted from the sinful desires at work in our bodies. And death is the fruit of our cravings of the flesh. All of us faced the same gigantic problem from which there was no hope. But Paul doesn't stop there. He continues in verse 3. And he wrote of the next that transforms everything into the lives of Jesus when he said this in verses 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. See, God overcame our problem of death and sin and judgment through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection. He transformed us into people who are truly alive and living in the presence of our Creator. Jesus' body saved us from death. Jesus' blood makes us alive. We no longer fall prey to the grave because of the problem of our death was washed away by Jesus' death and resurrection. And by our obedience to that, as we were washed. So today, as we eat this bread, it's a reminder of Jesus' blood, body, and as we drink of this cup, it's a picture of his lifeblood offered for all of us. So let's take this time to give thanks to God for his demonstration of his overcoming power to our overwhelming problem. Father, we come before you today to remember Jesus and to remember your mercy and your grace, which you poured out upon us. And Father, you didn't just sprinkle it upon us. You immersed us in it, Father, as we remember the price that Jesus paid from leaving the splendors of heaven and coming to this earth to take on our mortal form, to experience our pains, our sufferings, our anxieties, our depressions. And Father, to overcome all that and remain pure And Father, even to the very end, as he, his only desire was to do your will. So Father, as we remember that, may we also take time to examine who we were and what we were. Dead. But Father, now you've made us alive through Jesus. And so, Father, as we remember that, Father, may we be energized to do your will and to be like Jesus. And may our main desire, our sole request, will be to do your will. For we ask this in Jesus' holy name.